At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Check it out now. No doubt now.
Thursday morning, October 8th, 2020, the Beating the Book podcast, Megapod, live from the D, our home here in the early part of the football season. Hopefully, there will be a football season once Circa opens. I think there will be, but we'll see what kind of football season as COVID wreaks havoc in the NFL. 23 Tennessee Titans players and personnel positive. We'll see what happens with the Buffalo-Tennessee game this weekend. And if they do something with that, forfeit, cancellation, postponement. If they postpone it, they'll have to postpone the Buffalo Thursday night game next week against KC. All kinds of ramifications. As always on the show, here with me, the Vice President of Operations at Circa Sports, Mikey. Mike Palm, how you doing?
Welcome. It's an honor to be back with you and Todd and today's esteemed guest, Gil. Very exciting.
Thank you. Todd Wishnev up on the board from Pittsburgh, PA, in his mother's attic. What is that? What is that place? How would you call that?
Yeah, it's the third floor. It's a beautiful man cave. I got everything set up over here, baby.
All right. I'm glad to have you, Toddy. Thank you. You ever coming back here, or are you kind of stuck up there?
I would love to come back, but you know, due to the fact that my finance job got killed by COVID, okay. I need to get a job in Las Vegas in order to come back to Las Vegas. So, any of those listeners out there want to hire somebody with financial background, I'd be happy to listen. But I don't want to work too hard. Nope. Maybe 4 hours a day. I got to get my tennis in with Gilly Ice.
Well, who could resist that pitch? the esteemed guest that Mike Palm was talking about is with me each and every Thursday morning, and I am privileged to have him and honored to have him every Thursday morning on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, SiriusXM 204. And he is on the podcast, I want to say, Bill, for the first time since your quite legendary appearance the first time where you did the whole funnel thing in Las Vegas, the trash ones. It's Bill Krakenberger, everybody.
Wow, thanks. Yeah,
how you doing?
That was a great show we did.
That was.
And that's probably a decade ago?
Close. I'd say like 7-8 years
oh,
ago.
8 years? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bill Krakenberger.
Happy to be on. Thanks, guys.
At Bill Krakman with the K. And what's the app?
Crack Wins app.
Thanks. Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks.
You just made a rather large wager at the window?
Yeah, but 6,600 on something. Can't really talk about it yet.
Okay. I won't pry.
No, it's there was just a good opportunity I seen. They had a 6 here on a game. I usually don't ever middle or scalp games. But unbelievably, as I'm sitting here, I'll be honest with you. It's lucky I had that money in my pocket. I was like, oh, my God, please have like $7,000. I went in my pocket and squeezed out. I had like 10. It was perfect. Because I'm just sitting here with you guys, and right in front of me I see a minus 7 minus $1.11. So I on the other side, I laid $1.09 and laid a six here for a good opportunity. I just bet a little middle for myself there, which I never normally do.
An opportunity at Circus Sports.
Yeah. We have plenty of opportunities.
Plenty of opportunities.
Yeah. And I didn't even question it when I went up there. I was like thinking how much I can bet. I was like, you know, I know they're going to take 6,600 on a game, and it went right through.
At Circa, they will. No questions
what
asked.
What was it, Bill? Was it a pro game or a
college? Yeah, it was a pro game.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as you have days to work with it, yep. I mean, they should take
Absolutely.
That, you know?
Was it total or a side?
A side.
Yeah. Does the team name rhyme with Barrazona? Okay, never mind.
This is how much I don't know. No, seriously, I touch a Bible. I'm going to tell you who it is because it's all a numbers game to me.
Hey!
So I don't
I see what you did there.
I wasn't really trying to do that, but it just it is. Yeah, it's game 460 to Texans minus six.
Oh.
I bet here at Circa, which they moved to 6.5, which they really shouldn't have. No, but I mean, I guess they have to. And the other side, I actually took a plus seven reduced juice. And it just looks good for both places, too. You're giving some action. You're moving some money around. And hopefully maybe catch a six or a seven on a game. You know, that can happen.
First time I ever hung out with Bill, he had about 75 bets on a Monday Night Football game. I had no idea what he was betting. He's like, I don't know what I'm rooting for.
Oh, I can't watch. Yeah. I bet so many props.
I have no idea.
I bet so many props. Happy to say that Circa Sports now, I text Matt Metcalf. They were taking $1,000 on the props for me. And
there you go.
It takes some big risks, too, to be honest with you. I mean, I bet something today, $1,000 to win $30,000 on something. So these sports books here, I'm very happy. I have a couple sports books in town that are taking some props. And I don't know what to root for during the games. No, I don't.
Right.
I mean, I have so many. I'll have like 30, 40 bets. I won't even, you know.
In all seriousness, though, Mike, what Bill's talking about is by design. You guys set out to, this was your business model, and you're playing it through. Your margins are going to be thinner than other books that don't play it this way, but that's something that you feel is sustainable and hopefully will be state by state.
Well, it's a long play, Gil.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't even think you can judge it on the first 5 years' results. I think you got to look at this as an 8 to 10 year plan, what Matt's doing. And there's two sides to it. One, we just have to be recognized so people know the name. I mean, we're still the new kids on the block. We're, you know, we're just what started in June of last year. I mean, we're babies here. So that's one. And then two, can we deliver what we promise through fair odds, through reasonable limits, and through just tremendous guest service, which Jeff Benson, I mean, I never met someone that is this good, who calls everybody back, speaks to every customer. Anybody has a question, he's on Twitter all day answering.
Yep.
It's really, I have not heard one negative thing. I have to tell this story. We had the first week of Survivor, 17 people, 17 entries didn't submit a pick. $17,000 down the drain. Now, it's multiple, not just 17 people. There was several that had multiple entries that didn't submit.
But first week, you don't know what happened to them in the summer.
You don't
Who knows
know,
when they entered.
But that Monday morning, a gentleman came in, and he was very upset, didn't know the time cut off, tried to put it in, it was too late, and it's an hour earlier, and this and that. So, I mean, he really just blasted Phil, who's the supervisor here, and then Jeff came out, and later Monday afternoon wrote a letter to Derek and I talking about what an asshole he was to these two guys and how they just sat there and patiently listened to him and how much he respected that. And he wanted to apologize to everyone and say what a great job they did.
Good for him for writing the letter.
Yep.
Wow. Jeff's a great guy, too. I've known him for years, and he's great with me. I mean, I love the relationship I have with him. I could just text him for things. And by the way, on Twitter, he answers everything.
Everything.
He is great.
Matt Metcalf, when we hired him, he said, I want to bring in this kid from Palace Station. He said he's the best sports book writer when he was a writer, and he's the best line supervisor in town. And I want him to run my front of house operations. And, boy, was he right.
If I'm not mistaken, I went to Last Man Standing at Palace Station some years ago. Or maybe it was the Mayweather fight against Conor McGregor. Whatever, I was at Palace Station, which is random. And I think it was Jeff Benson who was there at the time. And from across the room, he's like, Gil! I'm like, oh, Jeff Benson. He does. He's friendly even from the time I remember him. You said 17 people didn't put in for Survivor before week one. Is it true that someone didn't do it before week four also?
17 in week one. Every entry was submitted in week two. I believe five weren't submitted in week three. And then another one last week. So We had 675. 34 were eliminated through their picks. Most of them had San Francisco on Sunday night. That was the great bulk of it, 28. And then another person didn't. So we're 35. So we're down to 640 now as we head into week five.
Let me ask you this. After 4 weeks, and we'll get to the picks here momentarily, but this is the last question. 640 is a lot of people still. And I know after the first week, we had 42% of the entries went by the wayside, 30% total on the Colts. But 42% of all of the Survivor entries lost in week one. Since then, people have been pretty good, or at least it's worked out for everybody. Is there a scenario, because if someone goes 18 weeks, they get $1 million, right?
That's correct.
Okay. What happens if there's like 10 people who go 18 weeks?
A million gets added, so the total pool becomes
two million total.
2.3 million since we had 1390, so it would be 2.39 million, and then however many people went 18 and 0
split
would split
it up that way.
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. All right, best bets. Oh, no, let's do Thursday Night Football first. I forgot how this works, for God's sakes.
Is Todd still with us? I mean, I never heard him go that long without talking.
It's amazing.
You know, last week I didn't interrupt at all, didn't get any credit for it. I'm trying again not to interrupt, but all I do is take heat from, you know, big portly guys from Iowa. What can I do?
Jeez. Any thoughts on Thursday Night Football tonight? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a mash unit. We're not going to here's who's out. O.J. Howard, Achilles, out. Shady McCoy, out. Godwin, standout wide receiver, out. Questionable and game-time decisions, I believe, are Mike Evans. Who's the other wideout we were talking about who Brady loved last week?
Walker, who was it? Scotty?
Scott, yeah.
Yeah, let me find it.
Okay. There's other players, though. They're all questionable. The whole bunch of Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
This line just got hit here recently, too, in the last 2 hours. Again, it's now 3 flat at a couple places here in Vegas.
3 flat, largely because of all those injuries. We don't know who's playing with Tom Brady.
Scotty Miller.
I'm using this game as one of my bets.
Wow.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Todd Wishnev, what do you got to say? What are you doing?
First of all, I have a question. Are we allowed to use team totals in our picks?
No.
No.
No, you're not.
You are not.
Okay. So then I am just going to use the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus the 3 as one of my picks. The reason is the Bears just cannot move the football. I don't believe I watched the entire game last week, got screwed on an in-game bet with Bears plus 7.5. Of course, they have to get the backdoor touchdown to lose by 8. And I don't see them moving the football, even with Mr. Nick Foles. You have to totally discount the 3 touchdowns at the end of the Atlanta Falcons game because it's the Atlanta Falcons. Gil, me, you, Mike, and Bill could be the front four for the Atlanta Falcons, and we'd be better than the Atlanta Falcons defense. They are just horrendous. So the fact that Nick Foles came back and got those 3 touchdowns at the end of the Falcons game means nothing to me. They went up against a legitimate defensive team in Indianapolis, could not move the ball at all. It was unbelievable. Anybody who watched that game, it was literally like pulling teeth at that football game. So I don't think that the Bears can score enough to stay within 3 of Tampa. Tampa has got a new added professionalism now that we've got Tommy Terrific on the club. Bruce Arians and Tommy Terrific, professionalism can get you a win by more than 3 against a team with absolutely 0 offensive firepower.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay -3, please.
That's is that number one for you?
Yeah, I'm going to go number one with that.
Number one on a Thursday night from Toddy.
I don't care that everybody's injured. Everybody was injured last week, and they just moved up and down the field to win the football game after Anthony Lynn gave them the game. 24-7 at that. By the way, Gil, I haven't been on a numbers game to talk about these incredible grievances.
Right.
But how in the world do you hand the ball off with less than 30 seconds left in the first half inside your own 15? Just take a knee. Well, I always say, why are you even running the ball? So they fumble the football, give them the touchdown, and now they're back in the game. Tampa Bay wins the game.
Just to be accurate, 47 seconds left in the first half. Tampa Bay has 1 timeout. So, yes, the Chargers can run it out. Up 24-7. I have Tampa Bay as a survivor pick. I am dead in the water. And I'm thinking to myself, this is over. Why? I gave it a good run for 3 entire weeks. And Anthony Lynn came to the rescue. Anthony Lynn, who runs a run option and on the 5-yard line with 47 seconds left, Justin Herman tries to hand it off to Joshua Kelly but hits him in the chest. Loose ball, Bucks ball, 3 plays later, touchdown, 24-14 into the break, and we know what happens. All of a sudden, I heard the Rocky music for my Survivor pick. Todd's right. Dumbest play of the week.
Why do they do it? Gil, it's not just him. You watch all these coaches running the ball with, like, no time. They're not – they know they're not going to get a field goal. They're just running the ball because, oh, we'll just run the ball, see what happens. It's nothing good can happen. Just take an effing knee and go to the locker room. How hard is that?
As our buddy E says, why is it that Anthony Lynn is never mentioned alongside Bill O'Brien, who got fired as the coach and GM of the Texans, alongside Adam Gase, alongside Matt Patricia? Why is Anthony Lynn not in that group? Haven't we seen enough? Sort of rhetorical, but I think everybody thinks we have, right?
Enough. Yes, we've seen enough. We've seen enough. What about all the Philip Rivers games inside the 10-yard line? Endless football games.
Right,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
That was also Philip Rivers, too, right?
How about the end of the Broncos game where all you have to do is fall on the guy? You know what I mean? They had 9 seconds left last year, and he let him go. I mean, this is week after week.
That Broncos-Chargers
game? The Broncos-Chargers game last year.
Oh, my God. When it was third down in plus territory, and Rivers just threw it into the dirt.
Yeah, threw it into the ground on third and fourth. Cost me $1 zillion.
Todd and I went off on that game last year, yeah.
The thing is, look, I mean, Anthony Lynn is really bad. I mean, we counted how many ways did he lose the game against Kansas City in week two.
Right.
All those people survived. We would have knocked out another half of the field with the Chiefs that week. Anthony Lynn cannot run a read option when he can take it. Not like he ran a lead or an off-tackle play. No, a read option where
read
you have
option.
To stick it in the chest.
Yeah.
Do you leave it there? Do you pull it out with
what
a rookie quarterback?
What could go wrong?
Off? Mike, why are you even handing the ball off?
Well, it's a knee. All you need to do is take a knee. Even if they had two timeouts, you could have killed enough time, 11 seconds and three plays to punt, to end the half. Here's the thing. Dean Spano should have been waiting for him at the tunnel. Not in the locker room.
Right.
He should have been waiting for him at the tunnel to dismiss him. But it's not going to happen. And, Gil, you asked the question. And the reason is because Anthony Lynn is a great man. Anthony Lynn does all this charitable work.
He does.
He's good for the community.
Yeah.
And I think that buys him a lot of leeway. But he's been.
I'll invite him to Thanksgiving, Mike. I'll invite him to Thanksgiving, and I'll give him the seat of honor. I'll give him this number one seat. But I don't want him calling plays inside 1 minute left.
He's been really, really bad at managing games.
Yep.
Really, really bad.
Horrible. Bill, what's your number one best bet?
Wow. This is, you know, it's really tough for me to give out number ones in the NFL, but I am going to do it here.
I think, by the way, and this is from a guy who's been getting 1-2s in the Megapod. I was 3-2 in the contest, but I can't get it done in the Megapod. I hate this week of spreads. Hate.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I had much more confidence last week when I was betting overs on Monday mornings, and I was getting 2- and 3-point movements. I actually talked about this morning, and this game is still obtainable at this line. The Jets, Arizona, under 47. It's still there, so I'm gonna put my money up there. And they moved at the at a little bit, but now it came back a little bit. So it's hanging around 47 here, and even here at circa 47, all over town. So yeah, I like the under in the Jets, Arizona game. You know, it's funny, since we came on air, there was a little bit of action here on Arizona. It's now -7.5 at a couple spots, -8 at one spot. -7, -15, -7, -20, -7, -20 right here at Circa. So we'll see what's happening. I'm looking for a game maybe like, I don't know, you know, the Jets actually got a little bit of, took a little bit of, I'm sorry, Arizona took a little bit of money here on the favorite too. So it's very tough for me to give out a favorite and an under. It's like a non-correlated parlay. I'm more like, I like doing favorite over or dog and under. But let's just stick with the under here, under 47 on the Jets game.
And under 47, just repeat what we said on a numbers game this morning on VSiN, not because of the quarterback change.
No.
With the Jets from Darnold to Flacco.
No, did not know. I think that was announced, what, yesterday? I think?
Yesterday,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no, this was bet on Monday, so, yeah.
By the way, we gave Todd a 3 on Tampa Bay. Are you seeing consensus 3 across the board?
Tampa Bay now went to -3, -20 almost everywhere.
Okay.
-3 flat at South Point. Westgate -3, -20 here. Circa -3, -20. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll give them the 3.
We get the 3. Mikey?
Well, I'm going to go back to fading the team I faded last week. I still don't think that the public can change their mindset on this team because they're such a public team. But the Dallas Cowboys are just god-awful, and they really shouldn't be laying points to many teams at all in this league, let alone 9.5 points. to a division rival in the late game on Sunday. Look, the Giants were competitive against the Rams, and were still in that game with a chance to really force overtime late. And the Giants defense did a decent job going into SoFi and slowing down that Rams attack, which Buffalo couldn't stop at all in the second half a week before. Now, no one would argue the Giants have as good a defense as the Buffalo Bills do, but they're respectable enough to slow teams down and kick enough field goals and get enough punts. This Dallas defense is going to give up 35 points every game. And you can run on them, all right? You can run on them, which will give Daniel Jones more time to throw the ball off of play action. I just think 9.5 is way too much here. I think this is a one-score game, and it wouldn't shock me if the Giants went into Dallas and beat them. So the New York Giants are my best bet.
That is my number two.
Okay.
I like the same reasoning. My Dallas Cowboy fan friend, who I've known since childhood, says to me, because I had said to him, I said, listen, dude, you're going to win the division. And Dallas and Washington, half game behind the 1-2-1 Eagles. And he goes, listen, don't say that to me anymore. They're the worst defense in the NFL in the last 10 years. And a lot of it is because of injuries, but the injuries are there. And he says, they are a sieve, a complete sieve. So he'd agree with your pick right there. It's number two for me. Number one for me is I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals, getting all those points against the Baltimore Ravens. And it's nothing else other than, for me, the fact that Joe Burrow has just impressed me tremendously. He seems to have a thing going with T. Higgins. Joe Mixon, who didn't look like he was going to play at all last week, ends up playing in Cincinnati's win against Jacksonville. Absolutely filled up the box score. And I think Baltimore, after that Kansas City game, I think there's a lot of trouble with that offense. And Lamar Jackson is now publicly talking about how he's frustrated with the offense. Baltimore in past years would take a game like this and it would be a run out. They would be front runners. They will run up the score and it would be a huge blowout. But I don't think so. I think Joe Burrow is going to be a backdoor covering machine this year. And I'm getting 12.5 or 13?
13. Yeah. That's why it's actually my number two. Yeah. I had it on there. That 13, solid 13.
Give me 13 on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Gil, if they're getting 14 against your Redskins last week, they're only getting 13 against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's more than 1 point better than Washington.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Only getting 13 at home, by the way. Not that is the same thing that it was in past years. But 13, give me the Bengals as my number one.
Do they
pick.
Have fans there or no? I don't in Baltimore.
You know what? I've lost track.
Yeah, I've lost track
of
too. I just
who's
wondered.
Empty. Who's yeah, got who has X got, amount of fans?
Yeah, yeah, like X amount, like 10,000 fans or whatever it may be.
Miami just got cleared to have full capacity.
Full capacity.
But instead, they're saying we're just going to put a fraction of it still. But if they wanted to, they could fill up the stadium now.
Wow. Interesting.
Dallas has had the most in terms of percentage. Dallas had 26,000 people.
Wow. That's a lot. They'll make noise.
That's 31% of capacity.
What about is Las Vegas for the year? Are the Raiders done for the year with fans?
Yes.
That is the
no
whole year.
No fans all
so it
year.
Can't change like the Miami game, like Miami changed. Right. It can't change. Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of unfair
Mark,
for us.
Mark Davis said that, though. Yeah. He said no fans.
Okay.
But you can pay $500 to tailgate in the parking lot at the Las Vegas game.
Oh, really? They're charging people?
Yeah, they were selling tickets for something, some ungodly amount of money, like $400 or $500 to be in the parking lot at the Allegiant Stadium.
And you can't move. You can't move outside the space of your car, right? Outside the width of your car, you can't.
Wow.
Oh, there's all these rules for social distancing.
Well, that like doesn't sound fun.
And like Todd said, it's some ungodly.
It's like $400, and it does not include lap dances. Wow. Zero lap dances.
Wow.
Along with
not
that
included.
Package.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Billy, what's your number two?
That was it. It was the Bengals.
Bengals.
Yeah.
All right, we're supposed
Cincinnati,
to go to the Bengals.
We're going to be on the same thing there. I usually don't go with NFL sides here. It's a very rare thing I ever talk about. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But I think I like that Burrow confidence. And also, after what I seen last week, I seen, I think Washington came back last couple minutes to get the
tie.
Yeah,
they were down 21.
Right.
They got the backdoor.
Yeah, the backdoor cover there, right? I think and like you said, there could be a little bit of talk going on there with the Baltimore game. Like I said, I'm on Don Best here, and none of the sports books have this game up except for Will Hill, South Point stations. So, and I believe even here, I looked on this.
Is that, by the way? Do we know?
If I click on the urgent, which is the urgent information, it's still telling me Lamar Jackson's questionable because of his knee.
Well,
so
all right. By the way, Washington, for those who got a bad number on Baltimore, Washington ends up pushing. Last week, Baltimore and John Harbaugh decided, you know what, just as a tribute to RG3 and his famous rookie of the year back in 2012, we're going to put him in this game at FedEx Field. He comes in and promptly throws a deep pick, which the Redskins then matriculated the ball down the field and got it to 14 last week.
You got to get the good number.
By the way, the reason I went 3-2 in the contest, let's be honest, because you guys had Baltimore minus 12.5, and then there was the other one also a favorable number.
We had some interesting contest numbers.
You did.
The lines didn't break the way that I think they anticipated.
Right.
And we were off from the actual game lines by 1.5, 2 points.
Oh, Tampa Bay was the other one. You had 6.5 on that game. Yeah.
Yes, and it went the other way. It went over 7 in a lot of spots.
Mikey,
what's the number of points you're getting with the Bengals, Gil?
13.
Oh, wow. That's terrific.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take an over here.
What do we get for Dallas?
I said 9.5. Is that consensus, Bill?
That's fair.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. What do you have, Bill, on the total on the Colts-Browns game?
46 solid.
I'm going to go over as my second best bet here. I think that and one of the things about Dallas, you know, this kid, Eberflus, that's the defensive coordinator for the Colts, he was on that Dallas staff for a long time as a defensive coach, but they never would promote him to coordinator. McCarthy comes in, he goes and goes old school with Nolan. I mean, they have nobody but themselves to blame why their defense is so bad.
What a retread Mike Nolan is.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my God. No offense to the Nolan family.
No, but it's...
But stop it.
We can invite him for Thanksgiving, too. Put him right next to Anthony Lynn.
So I just think they've done a good job in the last few weeks, the Colts. They've shut down the Vikings. They shut down the Bears. I think this Cleveland team is too talented. All right? I think this... You saw Cleveland and Dallas go over 80 points last week. They're a very versatile team. They can run the football, which makes Baker Mayfield a much better quarterback. And I don't think I think their defense has talent, but I still think the Colts are going to be able to. Let's face it, 46 now is a low total in the NFL.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
If you're not at 50 or 51, that looks like that. 46 is the old like 39 right now. I mean, that's how much these totals have gone
the
up.
The average this week is north of 50.
I mean, it's incredible. You know, the only team that's gone on under every week, and you could argue the other way because the number came down last week to 51.5, but the Cardinals, to your play, to the under with the Jets, they're the only team that have gone under every week so far.
Huh.
I think this game has a lot of points in it. I think Philip Rivers will throw touchdowns and interceptions, and so will Baker Mayfield. And I just thought 46 came back awful low. So my second best bet is Colts, Browns over 46.
I'm looking at the status of check the status of Colts linebacker Darius Leonard to see where his status is right now, because he was questionable headed out of last week. And there goes the internet. Let's see here what we got on Darius Leonard. All right. While we're doing that, Todd, what's your number two pick?
Okay, I just want to preface my other call. If you guys can, I mean, I'm going to, in for our purposes, I have Tampa Bay minus three, but I really would love to bet the Bears team total under rather than Tampa Bay, just so you know that that's what I would bet if I, you know, if I was really betting this for real.
Yeah. And what's that, okay, what's that number, pick, Todd, just for the record, for posterity? What is the Bears team total?
I think it's around 20 and a half.
Okay, thank you.
Darius Leonard, by the way, did not practice yesterday, could still miss the game.
My second pick is going to be the Jags Texans under. Now, I know that this is an overleague, and I got burned saying what I said last week, that this overs cannot continue forever. And I guarantee you there is going to be a shift, and we're going to start seeing unders. In fact, late in last week's action, we started seeing a ton of unders in the 4 o'clock games and then the Sunday night, Monday night games. I think the numbers are going to get overinflated to, you know, to the upside. Now, obviously, the averages are going to be higher because there are so many more points being scored. But, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars against Houston, 54, that's just a lot of points. I mean, I understand when you're going to put up these teams like the Falcons, you know, at crazy numbers, Seattle at crazy numbers. But 54 for the Jaguars and Houston, I don't know. That just sounds too high to me. I'm going to go under in Jacksonville, Houston. Both of these teams' offenses have not, you know, been absolute world beaters. And 54 is just, I mean, I know 54 is the old 48, but still, it's just really high. So I'm going to go with under in 54 in Jacksonville, Houston. And I think there's going to be a shift back the other way. I think we've seen all these overs, and it's going to get overinflated to one side. And then you're going to see tons of unders later in the season.
Bill, number three.
And I agree with Todd on that, though. We talked about that this morning on on your show. Every total this week, you know, we were betting – me and a couple other guys were betting overs on Monday morning, early Monday mornings, and that didn't happen this week. And every total we had that was overinflated 2 to 3 points. We actually said that the one game was overinflated about 4 points, was the Seattle game. So, which, by the way, now is 57, 56 and a half here at Circa. It was 58 on opener. So I agree. I think there's a return to the mean here. I think that will happen.
And what we also talked about was there's a direct correlation, right? This is an edict from above the NFL's officials, the NFL telling officials, do not call holding penalties unless it's obvious, unless it has a direct impact on plays. So you are not getting any of the, oh, I think that's a hold, you know, I could call this every play if I wanted to, I feel like throwing a flag, holding calls. And so with holding way down the first 4 weeks of the season, we're seeing the offense. And so that's why.
No drive killers.
No drive killers.
You can't kill the drive. You can't kill the drive with a holding penalty.
Yeah.
Let's go on to play number three.
Thank you.
Game 477, which is the Monday night game. There's still 51s here. A group hit under 52, 51 being the more key number, 27, 24. A lot of different numbers can, play out to this number. 51, and it's 51 here at Circa. I am going to go with the under there on that Monday night game, under Chargers and New Orleans.
All right. Mike, number three.
Same game. What do you have as the point spread?
Here is 7.5. However, there's other places that have 8.
What's the consensus? Bill?
Consensus is 7.5.
I'm taking the points on Monday night. Despite Anthony Lynn, I'm still very impressed with this Chargers team. And I think this team is a playoff team. I really do. I think they're that good. I think they – listen, they've had the deepest roster in football for years now, okay? They've underachieved, but I'm very impressed with Justin Herbert. And look, they have talent. And the bottom line here is, Breeze cannot throw the ball outside the numbers, and he can't throw the ball 20 yards down. His accuracy is gone there. His accuracy is really gone. Now, he benefited from playing a Lions team that can only play the first 10 minutes of every game, and then they absolutely stop.
Yeah,
throughout the last three quarters of that game, he was able to move the ball pretty well. I agree with Bill. I think this is a lower scoring and a tighter game, and I'll take over a touchdown if I can get it. So plus 7.5 on the Chargers Monday night.
Chargers plus 7.5. I see as many eights as I do 7.5. Do you, Bill?
In town here, I only see 7.5. Circa, right. William Hill, Westgate, South Point stations.
That's fair.
That's Mirage. Fair.
I feel very comfortable having Bill Krakenberger give the nine.
That's right. I do.
That's fair. It's not going to be shaded like what Todd does back there in Pittsburgh.
By the way, Mikey, Chargers cannot make the playoffs. There's too many teams in the AFC with ridiculously good records. Even with seven teams going to the playoffs, Chargers will not make the playoffs.
No, I'm going to – you can tell me how that, like my Vikings pick last year with Kirk Cousins. that famous episode with Lombardi. But, yeah, this is another example of it. And by the way,
yeah,
Michael Lombardi had a tremendous amount of energy yesterday. I thought he was fantastic on your show.
He did. He's up for it now.
He didn't have to worry about other elements show.
Other elements.
Todd, Mike.
Todd, number three.
I'll tell you, Mike, you know, for a guy who's supposedly my friend, I'll tell you, you really take a lot of shots. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
This was about Michael Lombardi.
Okay,
and not everything's about you, Todd.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mikey.
We got criticized because we have an inside joke that we don't explain to people. This is one we can't explain.
No, we will not.
Okay. Todd, number three.
Okay, now I just give a soliloquy about overs and unders, and they're going to be coming back, and Crack agrees, obviously, because he's a smart guy. And with all that being said, there are teams that you will not be able to make a total high enough for. One of those football teams, if you want to call it a football team, is the Atlanta Falcons. This is a team on defense, and I know you guys said Dallas is the worst defense you've ever seen. The Atlanta Falcons are right with them. Okay, these are Division III defensive football teams. This is North Dakota State. I don't know. Appalachian State. This is, Incarnate Word. Does Incarnate Word have a football team?
I don't think so.
If they did, this would be the team defense, the Incarnate Word defense, which would be just pray to Jesus that they can't put it in the end zone. Because Atlanta Falcons cannot stop anything. Absolutely nothing. And they're going to keep giving up points. I don't care how high they make the number. Teddy Two Gloves has shown that he's got a little offensive, punch to him. I think Carolina is going to be able to move the football at will. We've seen already that Atlanta Falcons, when they're home, when they're on the turf, when they're running around with all those crazy receivers, Matty Ice can get you the backdoor touchdowns that you need to make an over happen. Give me the over. I like over 54, or is it 54.5?
Circus 54.
There you go. 54. Let me see what I got here.
But Westgate's 54.5.
I will tell you, I got 54.5.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll take 54.5 anyways, because, like I said, this game's going, I think it's going way over. I think Atlanta is the kind of team that no matter how high you make it, it's going to be very hard for it to go under. The team just scores, and it cannot stop anything.
All right. Number three for me, I already have the Bengals, if you recall, plus 13. I got the Giants plus 9.5. It's a three-dog day for me. I'm going to do what I've been doing so far, mixed results, but I am taking as my number three pick the Miami Dolphins. Hit it, Todd.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins. Gil took them last week and got burned. This week will be the same. This week will be the same. Gilly doesn't know when it's time to drop the Dolphins.
Wow. Todd Wishnev, everybody. Hitting the high F. Bill, aren't you glad you came?
Yeah, was that spontaneous or did he have that prepared?
Every time that was pretty spontaneous. The lyrics were.
Wow.
I can also do Casey and the Sunshine Kid, or Sundance Kid, or whatever they're called.
Sunshine Band?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Get down tonight, Todd.
Keep it coming, Gilly. Keep it coming, Gilly. Give us those no covers. Give us those no covers. We want more no covering to fade you.
I have Iga Swiatek to win the French Open, so nothing bothers me right now. Nothing.
How about Iga Swiatek's run?
Let me tell you something.
Moses didn't have the Red Sea part like she has in this French Open.
Well, let's be honest. She had a horrific first round draw, and she crushed the number one seed. So not exactly.
Well, she had to do that.
Yeah,
I give you that.
She had to do that.
Other than that, how did you enjoy the play, Mrs. Lincoln? But
easy.
It did open up for her.
The last two rounds.
Yes, it did open up.
Igas
for her.
You didn't even thank me for not mushing you with Swiatek.
Oh God,
Swiatek.
No. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Here we go.
Oh no.
Are you betting her in the final, Todd?
No,
I'm staying away from tennis because I'm not mushing Gil.
I'm sorry I brought it up. Just in his presence.
Oh, God.
All right, here's the deal. I'm taking the Dolphins, and Todd is right. I got crushed. We were talking about the Chargers at the end of the first half against the Bucs. The Miami Dolphins kicked a field goal, because that's what they do sometimes, to go down a point against the Seattle Seahawks late.
Five times.
Maybe. Late in the first half. And thought that they had left so little time on the clock that they were going to go into the locker room down a point. The Seattle Seahawks headsets stopped working, and Russell Wilson was on his own. God help me, because seconds later, 17-9. Unbelievable turn of events at the end of the first half of that game. And quite frankly, that was the difference in a cover and not a cover. Ryan Fitzpatrick did his thing like he always does. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick gets, and I get this sense with him as opposed to like other running quarterbacks. The other running quarterbacks are typically design plays, or they're like, well, I'm going to run because it's the last resort. Patrick Mahomes, for instance, does that. Ryan Fitzpatrick, when he runs, you get the sense he's like, you know what? This is the best play we got. I'm going to run. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, as long as Tua's not being announced, and by the way, how nervous are they in Miami that Justin Herbert is this good? But as long as Tua's not announced and Ryan Fitzpatrick is your starting quarterback, they're going up against a banged-up San Francisco team that may get Jimmy Garoppolo back. I'm not sure how much that matters.
Maybe he practiced yesterday, supposedly.
Yeah, he should be back. They're hoping that it will be Jimmy Garoppolo. But San Francisco still has the big injuries on defense. You're giving me 9. I'll take my chances with the back door and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Miami, pick number 3. All right. Round of applause? No? Okay, great. All right.
Standing ovation.
Yeah, that's a big crowd here.
Because Todd put on
quite a show.
By
the way, we're all 3-1 on our teasers. So last year we couldn't hit a teaser. This year we're hitting them all.
Yeah, we're hitting them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's get to teasers. Your favorite two-team, 6-point teaser of the week. Billy.
Okay, I didn't know if it was 6 or 7. So six points, we're going to change this around a little bit. That's okay.
That's all right.
Let's, oh boy.
I put it in the text, you know.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. I thought it was, because I was using a 7-point teaser.
That's
all
okay.
Right. That's okay. That's okay. I will use Seattle, 476 Seattle, bringing them down to -1. And then I am going to change, so I'm going to use Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh -1. Yeah. Oh, there's sevens everywhere in town here, so yeah.
Stanford Wall.
Yeah,
textbook.
I'm only going to bet. By the way, it's funny. I've had 3 teasers this year, and I'm 4 teasers, and I'm 3-1. Last week was my first losing teaser. So Yeah, it is. It's the standard ones going down through the seven and going down through. Usually I like to do like a 7.5, 8.5
That's
point.
Right. Those are Stanford ones.
Yeah. Yeah. 9.5 actually on the 7-point teasers, mathematically the best one that I've read about. So, but anyway, for this show, for this 6-point teaser, yeah, let's stick. I think Pittsburgh probably won't even need to. I think Pittsburgh's going to maybe do a number on Philly. We'll see. It's interesting. Like I said, any given Sunday, anything can happen. So, Philly last week, definitely. I guess they deserved the win. But I thought that San Fran should have. That was my teaser leg, by the way, that I lost last week was the San Fran. So. So anyway, all right, we'll stick.
21 of 26 teaser legs on sides hit last week in the National Football League. Some miraculously, like the Dolphins,
right?
Like the Bears, if I'm not mistaken, the Bears, yeah. So those worked out. Was it the Bears that hit miraculously last week? The only five that did not hit. The only five teaser legs on sides that did not hit last week were. I'll give them to y'all right here. Texans, Niners, Cowboys, Jets, and Cardinals. Texans, Niners, Cowboys, Jets, and Cardinals. Niners in there, Bill. Sorry to.
Yeah, no. Niners were
more upset you with that.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Mikey.
Yeah, I'm with Bill on the Seahawks, and then the second leg's a little tougher for me because I'm debating two road teams to tease down. Whether I want to tease down,
right? Because there's two ways to play this, right?
Yeah, I either want to tease down the Rams or the Cardinals. I think the Jets are just so bad. I'm going to tease the Cardinals down to one. So Seahawks Cardinals for me.
Seahawks Cardinals. Todd,
I am going to go with the New Orleans Saints. I know Drew Brees can't throw 4 yards. Drew Brees stinks. Drew Brees is terrible. Drew Brees is the worst of all time. He's not that bad. And Herbert is not that great. Let's all calm down. Everybody's anointing these rookie quarterbacks. Herbert is not that great. He lost that game in the second half, okay? So give me the New Orleans Saints at home minus the 2, and then I'll just drop the Rams down to 1.5 because you know what? The Rams, you can't trust them with that Goff idiot. But the defensive line is fearsome. They almost killed Danny Dimes last week, and I want a nice little under on the team total in game. Last week with the under and the Giants, because the Rams defensive front is just ferocious, and I see them getting to Kyle Allen. Is that really who's the quarterback now?
Well,
Kyle Allen, Gil?
Imagine if it were Dwayne Haskins against that defensive front. The Washington football team making the change, what Todd is referring to, going from Dwayne Haskins, who they picked 15th in the NFL draft in 2019, the 2019 NFL draft, 15th. At least the Skins at that time did not trade up for Dwayne Haskins, which is a small silver lining. But Ron Rivera, who was not head coach of the team when the Washington football team drafted him, it's his way of saying, I want no part of this kid anymore. He's third string. Kyle Allen, who he imported from Carolina, is the starter in this game against the Rams. And perhaps even more frighteningly, Alex Smith is your backup. And I have said this.
What's with Alex Smith?
Alex Smith, if Alex Smith throws one forward pass in the NFL this year, and I don't care if it goes right into the dirt, he should be the comeback player of the year. Have you seen what happened to his leg?
I lost that game. I remember specifically because I could have taken the points. Instead, I got greedy and went for the money line.
Yeah.
They lost by 2.
He almost lost his leg. The fact that he is stepping back on an NFL field is if I were his friend, I would give him a hug and be like, what are you doing, man? You got millions.
It was worse than Theismann.
Oh, it was way worse. It's the worst football injury I've ever seen in my life. He got, you know, that he has surgery, got it. There was an infection and things went terribly for him. Anyway, he's the second string quarterback. So it will
be able to play, though. Are they saying he can actually play?
Yeah. Listen, if he's suited up, he's going to play if something happens to Kyle Allen.
Why wouldn't you play him instead of Kyle Allen? We know Kyle Allen can't play.
Kyle Allen had his moments before throwing 1,000 picks. But anyway, that's Ron Rivera's guy from Carolina. So anyway, he's going to have a long leash. My two-team six-point teaser is the Arizona Cardinals, like Mikey. I don't care. The Jets aren't. The Jets should not beat the Cardinals. And then my other one is actually the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I'm having teased down against Philadelphia. I think that defense for the Steelers ought to be able to secure the victory. By the way, Pittsburgh also with a week off a week off because they were scheduled to play the Tennessee Titans last week. And as Bill and I talked about on the show this morning, Big Ben vocal about the fact that it's like, you know, we didn't want our bye week four. That sucks for us through no fault of our own. Now we had to take a bye week four instead of later in the season when it would be a more, effective bye when we have typically more injuries. I'm paraphrasing, but that's obviously what he was driving at. Bill, you and I had an interesting exchange this morning from Montreal Max that I think we should share with everybody. Think about this COVID thing. We always come up with one of these on the Megapod every week. You want to go ahead and say it, or should I say it?
I'll just read it if you want.
Yeah, please.
I just did some research with Westgate, and if that Bills-Titans game is ruled a forfeit by the NFL, it will void the Bills and Titans season win bets since the game wasn't actually played over, which really screws over the Bills fans, who will have a 5-0 team and will get a refund.
Imagine that.
Wow.
Imagine that. They're 4-0, right? They'll be 4-0. And, yes, they would – right, they would get the 5-0 from the forfeit.
Right, from the forfeit.
That's right. But season win totals would be voided.
Right.
Always check the rules of your sports book.
Yeah.
So imagine you're sitting there innocently with the Bills season win ticket over. You're like, I'm golden. No, you're not. Not this year.
Amazing.
This is why it's so dangerous to bet any long-term future stuff this season. We knew it.
We said it. I said it 1,000 times on a numbers game. By the way, it took a lot of incoming for all the stuff I said on the radio about COVID in the NFL, COVID in college football, and there was always two or three guys on Twitter, blah, 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 you're rooting for the virus. You don't love sports.
You're I'm negative, like, Billy. Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi chocolates.
Not Nancy Pelosi chocolates.
Guys that are
best.
Sitting in their basement or their attic like Todd.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right. Going at, and you know what,
Mr.
in the end?
I am 100% with Gil on this.
Oh, okay? No. I wasn't meaning you purpose. I said guys that are like you.
He's just meaning you're in the demographic of the lunatic fringe.
No. Oh.
And your mother's attic.
I didn't say that. Is that? Are you at your mom's attic? Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, oh. Todd is with me on all this.
My mom's 77 years old.
God bless her.
You know, it's a COVID time. You know,
that's very nice of you.
Ended. Yeah, it's, you know, what I'm gonna just walk away.
The real reason is 2020 was a census year, and they all have to return to where they're born to be counted.
Wow.
You understand?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
By the way, I did my census in California. Nevada and California won't leave me alone now.
Oh, really?
Hey, this is, I was like, I can't be counted twice.
Right.
Anyway, by the way,
you should also, in Pittsburgh, the other big reason that I came back was, in the beginning, Nevada was pretty high in cases, and the healthcare system in Nevada is not good, and the situation in Pittsburgh is much better, especially for someone who's a fatso and diabetes.
Much better now, hospitals there. You're right. He's right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I was a little nervous. What if I got COVID? I'm a perfect demographic to have major, major problems. Now, it turns out I lose 45 pounds playing tennis every day, so I'm not as big a fatso, but I still have diabetes. So, you know, I've got to be careful.
Wilford Brimley says it's pronounced diabetes.
Or diabetes, whatever.
Yeah.
Todd, have you considered a new career as a fitness coach? And I'm serious about this. To target the.
It's funny you said that, Mike, because if you saw those pictures that I showed on Action when I was 210, I actually had the license to be a physical trainer in LA for a little while. I didn't really like it though, because the people don't really want to do what it takes to get the actual, you know, benefits. You really have to do drastic things to get drastic results, and it's just aggravating as hell when you show people what to do and they just can't do it. So I've actually been down that road before, Mike. But thank you.
All of that to say, we were right about everything we said in the off season, and even though we took incoming, everything is bearing out. Sadly, we didn't, you know, we just, and it's not about whether we were right or wrong. It's about we were right about how the leagues would handle it.
Well,
that's the
problem. You were commenting about foreseeable risk in the betting market.
That's right. That's all we're talking about.
But the idea that everybody thinks that you were somehow rooting against sports.
Not everybody.
It's just so
two or three guys.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, whoever these idiots are who think somehow, because you're telling the truth about what may or may not happen, somehow you're negative against sports. I mean, we love sports. Are you kidding me?
And that's what I used to say. I'm like, you're on to me. I don't love sports. Yeah, you figured me out. After all this time.
Mitch Moss did that PSA about wearing masks.
Oh, wearing the mask.
To come to Vegas, everyone's safe.
He
they're
got
wearing
destroyed,
the mask. He
yeah.
lost 4,000 Twitter followers.
It's unbelievable.
Because he's talked about wearing the mask.
Because he wore a mask. Incredible.
Amazing.
By the way, are you on the Marlins like I am this morning?
I am.
Sixto Sanchez are retiring the Braves 1-2-3.
That was
the
like
first.
A 2-minute first. Yeah. That was quick.
Have the Reds scored yet?
They still. I was thinking still about we were doing this last week, and the Reds still
have the Reds
still
scored?
Hadn't scored.
All right. So where are we? We're at the Survivor pick. Oh, Todd, what are the rules for the Survivor pick again?
Well, I will tell you a little bit about the Survivor. The number one rule is that I will go 18-0, and because I'm not in a contest, not win any money because God hates me. So you should just keep following my picks.
Right.
I have now used four teams. They have all won. Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Cleveland, and Seattle. I've used those four teams. And I now will go with New Orleans to beat the Herbert, the great Anthony Lynn-led Chargers as my fifth Survivor pick. And Gil, you have used Tennessee, Cleveland, New England, and Tampa Bay in the second entry that you still have alive.
Correct.
And who will you be using?
Listen, I wavered on this last week, but I stuck with my Tampa Bay pick on this show. I am just, if I'm being honest, I'm still torn, and I'll tell you why. Pittsburgh is who I kind of want to use, but Pittsburgh is also a Thanksgiving team, so I don't want to use them because Circa, of course, and all their wisdom made Thanksgiving its own week, which is a great quirk to their Survivor. So I'm hesitant to use Pittsburgh because of that. Seattle scares me a little with their defense, so I'm hesitant on that to use Seattle. The Rams scare me a little bit because of what they did against the Giants last week, and now it's Kyle Allen and not Dwayne Haskins. And the Redskins do have a good defensive front, so that scares me. I may end up playing the Arizona Cardinals. I think that.
So
that,
am I putting you down for that?
You can put me down for that. If somehow I don't end up picking that on this, you know, this weekend, don't hate on me. But I think it's going to be Arizona.
Will you tweet it out, Gil? After you make your Survivor pick, if it's not Arizona?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I will do that. So I think it's Arizona. And I'm
it's interesting you're considering three teams from the same division, the NFC West.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
because it's tough to use them individually. You won't use them against other division folks because it's a solid division.
Right. That's right. San Francisco, by the way, was a thought too, but I actually think Miami could do some damage there. So that's my pick.
Is Bill in any Survivor?
No.
Bill, are you in any Survivor stuff?
No, I am not. I am not. There's a lot of strategy involved, especially with that, the Circa one with the Thanksgiving one. Like, I would think Pittsburgh, but now that you say that, that's right. You want to save them.
Even though they play Baltimore, but I just want to have teams available to me.
Right.
You know, right. Play Baltimore on Thanksgiving.
So let's go to Mike.
Sorry, I'm out.
Are you right?
I'm out.
It's just a me and Todd thing.
I was never in, and I got beat on the show.
Not in either.
And I got beat on the show when I did it in week two or whatever it was. So
no,
I
you picked Indy.
Well, whatever,
Indy.
Todd. Whatever. That's not important. That's not what's not important, Todd. That's not important. The point is I'm not participating. I wasn't. Go ahead.
If I tell you Kirk Cousins is not going to be in the Hall of Fame, will you also hate me for life?
No. No, because that's a true statement.
Bill, how much are you regretting coming down here?
Oh, no, this is fun. I actually enjoy this. I am. I'm looking forward
first,
to.
I'm so glad to see Bill. I haven't seen Bill in months, and I used to hang out with him all the time.
We used to hang out. Yeah, we used to.
We took Todd off the board or something.
Well, I think some of the paying customers objected to looking at Todd on the big screen.
Because I'm so skinny, Mike, because I'm so skinny, and they're like, wow, that guy's really good looking.
I think the specific complaint was they don't like Cork.
They're like, could you put the Braves Marlins game on? And you're like, we have it on 10 screens. How about 11?
So, Todd, you're not even coming in for the Circa opening?
I didn't even get an invitation.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't get an invitation.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know how, but.
Well, because Mike Palm's the kind of guy who's like, I really love you. You're my greatest friend, and you're such a great guy. Circa's opening. I don't know your name. Sorry. Goodbye.
Well, if you listen, if I get an invitation, I'll be talking to Mike here after, and I would hope to get one. I will be happy to pay for your airfare if you would like to come back in.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow. What an offer.
Yeah.
What an offer by Mr. Wow. Crack. Let me just tell you something about Crack.
That dropped Crack's odds of getting an invitation.
Oh.
Oh. Crack went from minus 130 to plus 270, just like that.
Jeez.
Very nice. Very nice.
Offer rescinded.
You know who did get an invitation?
Who that?
E.
Good.
E.
He's not coming, is he?
How do you get them in the mail?
I'm going to talk to him.
You get him the golden ticket.
$110 book. $110
I mean,
book
do,
of
do you,
the
do you
history
guys have
of
mine
Circa.
Downstairs in the office?
It may. Do we have your address?
Probably not.
We might not have your address.
You probably don't. Yeah. Maybe that's fine.
By the way.
Yes.
Go ahead, Gil. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, again, I'm going to say the invitation alone is worth everything.
He's calling me tomorrow and to talk about it, but it's going to be hard for him to come.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. Because of his parents.
Yeah, makes sense.
The whole situation. Gonna, you know what I mean?
Totally. Totally.
I think
makes
the book
sense.
Was enough for him.
Yeah.
Being thought of and getting the book was enough. He doesn't have to be.
It's the
here.
Thought that counts.
He doesn't have to be.
Absolutely.
Here.
Mikey, you're going to be my first fitness client, and I'm going to tell you that you got to stop drinking those sugar drinks that they keep bringing to you.
Can you see us? You
there.
Can see us, but we can't see you.
I can see you. How many? Do you know how many calories is in that stupid sugar drink, Mike?
You can't
when
see
When I
us?
Get back to Vegas, we're playing tennis again, and none of this 15 minutes and quitting because I did too many drop shots. Gil, last time we played, he quit after 15 minutes because I did too many drop shots. He's like, I can't handle it anymore. I got to go home.
That drop shot is what popped my Achilles.
I don't have that same recollection. It could have been, it could have been close to that. But remember, in 117 degrees, I played an hour with E.
Oh, did you?
An hour, yes.
Well, good for
the
you.
The pace of play wasn't up to Todd's standards.
I was
going to
say. Triven and Jason, who are running stuff, they've made Todd into Ted Koppel. You know, Ted Koppel on Nightline used to be able to see the guest, but the guest could never see him. That was the Koppel advantage. So Todd's got that same advantage with us right now. Final two questions.
How many drinks did Mike Palm just drink of these, like, whatever these things
he's
are?
He's one here. Ahead of me. So I think he's too deep, and he's got a third.
What
waiting.
Are they, by the way? They're not alcohol. They're just, just a little sugar drink.
It's a sea breeze, right?
Oh, sea breeze. A virgin.
I don't know what they call it. Bahama something. I don't know what it is.
By the way, Gil, what's your weight now? You had been losing weight. What are you down to now?
I have lost 20 United States pounds.
Wow, good for you, man.
So you're down to 215?
That's correct.
Look at these Marlins.
This morning, I was 245, Gil.
Oh, man.
What's the line from...
You're only 30 pounds heavier than me?
That's unbelievable.
What's the line for me being less than Gil's very soon?
He's only 30 pounds heavier than me?
That's unbelievable. I think you can do it. I think there's a financial thing involved, a bet, like a weight bet or something. You'll do it. But you'll do it just for yourself. I know that.
I tried to bet Gil, but he doesn't want to do it. But it's going to be even worth more than that because if I can ever get to 212 when he's 213, I can dance and laugh forever.
Well, here's the thing. The difference is that you are doing this because of health concerns.
That's
we all
right.
have health concerns, on right. it, but yours are more severe than others. And you are completely disciplined, and your whole life
Good
is
man.
Ruined by it. I enjoy my life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And how tall is Todd? Like 5'5"?
No.
He's seemingly
5'6" or something.
5'6".
He's
yeah.
seemingly 11 foot tall at the net when
at
you're playing
net.
Him in tennis. You cannot lob it over him. It's incredible.
No, I forget. I just forget. He's not that short.
No, no, he's tall.
He's
tall.
He's taller than I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he is.
Bill is 5'11".
I'm 5'11", yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
How tall are you, Todd?
6'1".
Oh, yeah, wow. Todd's taller.
He's tall.
Yeah.
But I'm also I'm 10 feet 6 at the net.
That's
they
right.
can't get it over
no.
me.
He's a
Bill,
monster.
It doesn't matter what they do.
Monster
they cannot
so he just, does he jump or just?
No, he just sits there.
Oh,
there's no way around him. I can't see. The sun is blocked as well. So I can't see, period. Yeah.
Are you guys still actively playing tennis?
No, I haven't in a year. 11 months for my Achilles. I don't know what Mikey's
excuse
is.
But he's going to be back out there.
But Todd left.
Yeah,
he used
true.
To live right across the street from me.
Oh, okay.
So it was very convenient.
Crack, cool. When I come back, we're going to play again. Gil's going to be better, and you can come and make tons of money because
right,
Gil thinks it's good. And I'll be laying like 3.5, and I'll crush him.
Okay, cool. Todd. Let's do the final two questions. By the way, Brian Anderson, runners at first and second. 1-2 pitch, one out, bottom of the first. Let's go. Get something done. Final two questions. Which of the big favorites is the most likely to lose outright? And there are tons of choices here. Baltimore, 13-point favorites against Cincinnati. Kansas City, 12.5, 13-point favorites against Las Vegas. Pittsburgh, 7-point favorites against Philly. Rams, 7-point favorites against Washington football team. Arizona, 7-point favorites against New York Jets. San Francisco, 9-point favorites against Miami Dolphins. Dallas, 9.5-point favorites against the New York Giants. New England, 11-point favorites against the Denver Broncos. Seattle, 7-point favorites against the Minnesota Vikings. New Orleans, 7.5, 8-point favorites against the Chargers. We have never had that many options before ever in any given week. Bill, of all those teams, the most likely to lose outright?
I'll say the Saints. Monday night, the Saints.
Mikey.
Cowboys.
Todd.
My most likely to lose big favorite. I can see the Cowboys losing.
I'll say Cowboys.
Very good.
We have Green Bay and Detroit. Green Bay and Detroit are on a bye. Right now there's no Buffalo-Tennessee game. So there's 14 games. If you had to bet you had to bet the entire slate, but you got one free pass. You had to bet 13 out of 14 of these. There's one game on the side you want no part of whatsoever. Bill, what game would that be?
On the spread, right, of course.
Yes, sir.
The Cincinnati-Baltimore game, I don't know what's going on there. I don't like that. Nine out of ten books do not have the lineup in front of me. That would be the pass right now.
Mike.
You know, I don't know what the new Texans will look like under
That's
Romeo
exactly
Crennel,
mine.
So I'm going to stay away from
That's
that
exactly
game.
Exactly mine. Jacksonville-Houston. Todd.
I don't like the Vikings game because I just have no feel for that idiot Kirk Cousins at all. I just can't stand him. I can't stand to be involved with him. I can't stand to be against him, for him. Any which way, it just goes wrong.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Mikey, thank you. Bill, appreciate you coming on
Anytime.
The podcast,
Happy
man.
Happy to be here.
Love having you on the Megapod. Good luck with all your Week 5 bets in the NFL. Whatever gets played, whenever it gets played. By the way, if it is a forfeiture in millions, whoever forfeits gets 0 points. Whoever is the beneficiary of the forfeit gets 1 point.
Correct. If the NFL declares you a winner and you get a W, that counts as a point, and it also counts as a survivor advancement.
Wow. Wow, right. That would be a fun.
We debated that. We debated that for a while.
Yeah.
Mike, what happens though if the Steelers get credited as a win after they didn't really get credited for that week? Wouldn't that be a problem?
It has to have been graded as a win by 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Oh, by 2 a.m.
Yep,
on Tuesday.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. For Todd, for Mike, for Billy. Thanks for listening to the Megapod. Good luck with all your bets this weekend in the NFL. Go Iga Svantec.
I'm gonna go bet Svantec now.
Tell me. Please don't.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.